The stage of the Great Hall has been a treasured feature of the Nantucket Athenaeum since its founding nearly 200 years ago. To walk across those hardwood floors is to walk in the footsteps of Frederick Douglass, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Mariah Mitchell, and other well-known figures from history. But you're also walking in the footsteps of hundreds of lesser-known individuals who also vied for the attention of Nantucket audiences. In this season of the podcast, Reference Library Associate James Greeter introduces you to these lesser-known but no less remarkable people that took to the stage in Athenaeum Hall. In this 7-part series, you'll be entertained by singing groups.
Sort of the whole rock star image is much older than we think that it is in some ways. The mania that appeared when these folks first arrived on the shores.
Informed by Lyceum lecturers.
Thomas Starr King came up with a little catchphrase for himself when he was asked what his payment was. And he said it's fame, F-A-M-E, 50 at my expenses.
And impressed by impresarios.
Senior Blitz, he was known for catching a bullet in his hands, which he did eventually have to give up for being too dangerous.
Did he actually catch a bullet in his hands, or was it stagecraft? Join us for Tonight in Athenaeum Hall.
Now, here at the Athenaeum, probably hard to get a horse up the stairs.
Even harder to get him down.
Yeah.